Dr. Otto Korkor was born and raised in Syria, but came to the U.S. several decades ago to continue his medical training. He says he often tries to tune out the news about Syria, but he can't.
I think there's nothing more devastating than for one to see their homeland being turned into rebels and being photographed and seen and every day. And just imagining the misery and the suffering that the people are going through there every day in their life.
Amongst those suffering is Korkor's sister. He says that while the rest of his family began to leave Syria in 2010, just before the war really started, his sister stayed in Damascus with her daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter. Korkor says his sister has a green card and could come to the U.S., but she refuses to leave her family behind.
How often are you in contact with your sister?
Very often, almost. Now I'm on the phone or Facebook interacting with them almost every day, every other day. I talk to her on the phone about every week.
Is she fearful?
She is. She's concerned for her safety. Everything has gotten so expensive. Food has skyrocketed in price, and it's not as available. Energy is not available. Electricity, they have a couple hours a day. It's not safe for her granddaughter to get to school.
Korkor says he's happy President Obama has agreed to open the door to 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next 12 months, but it's not enough.
The U.S. response, not only at the level of the government, but at the level of the society and people related to that disaster, has really been very muted, in my opinion. I don't want to put a bias towards it, but it's hard not to see the bias. These people are Arabs and they are Muslims for the most part, although there are a lot of Christians there that are fleeing. But for some reason, I think our view of that part of the world is always equated to so-called terrorism. And if you look like an Arab, and especially if you're a Muslim, you're a terrorist.
Korkor says that while the Syrian population here in the Milwaukee area is in the thousands, not much has been organized in the way of help, though a few weeks ago there was a fundraiser to help the medical mission on the ground in Syria and refugee camps. Korkor laments he doesn't know what will bring an end to the fighting because so many factions are involved.
That has really no end in sight. And I think political solutions are becoming increasingly more difficult. I think there's so much bloodshed and so much destruction, and there is no organizational structure.
As far as Syria's future is concerned, Korkor says he wants his country back. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.